Well, friends, hasn't there been a lot of chat over the last number of years about climate change? I'm not sure just where to go with it all, what to think about it all. I remember at school they talked about the ozone layer, the hole in the ozone layer. They talked about the greenhouse effect. They talked about global warming. And I remember being taught in school in geography that within 20 years Northern Ireland would be and Britain would be like a dust bowl, because there was a hole in the ozone layer and the rain wouldn't come and it would just turn into a dust bowl. And there we were, CFC gases and all of these different things that they were worried about way back then. I think it's an unusual thing that they make such a deal about this, especially whenever they're sending space rockets with thousands of gallons of rocket fuel up through the Earth's atmosphere and through the ozone and into outer space, and they're leaving all of their space junk floating around there in space and sending probes to Mars and different things. I'm sure that a lot of those things cause problems for the environment as well. And then all of the talk about battery cars and electric vehicles and how that's going to be better for the environment, it's going to reduce our carbon footprint. But what about the lithium and the nickel and the tons and tons and tons of it they're going to have to mine to make these batteries for these cars? And then whenever the battery life runs out, where are they going to dispose of them? What are they going to do? What are they going to do to produce the electricity? How much coal are they going to burn for all of those things? I just wonder about a lot of these things that are going on. I'm just not sure. I don't have all of the answers, and I don't claim to be an expert at all. But I have to confess, when I look back over the years to the things that I've heard and the change in opinions within a relatively short time, and just to what's going on, it makes me a little bit skeptical. Climate change. But whenever we think of the Church of Jesus Christ here in the West, here in the British Isles, certainly there's a lot of climate change going on within the church. I look back over my limited experience as a Christian as well, and tragically and sadly, I can see so many people who were once warm spiritually or even hot spiritually, waxing and waning and growing cold or growing lukewarm. I look at the Church of Jesus Christ and I read about church history. I read about what was going on in this land of ours exactly 100 years ago. Under men like Nicholson, the word of God going forth, thousands and thousands of people flocking to hear the word of God. Then on into the 50s and 60s and what God was doing. And I listened to older saints talk, even in this denomination of ours, about prayer meetings that were crowded and people crying on to God and souls getting saved every Lord's Day and at gospel meetings and gospel missions and people passionate about the things of God, God's people committed, attending Lord's house twice in the Lord's Day, going to prayer meetings during the week, evangelizing, bringing children in to hear the gospel, and just a real fervency and a real enthusiasm about the things of God. And certainly whenever we look at where we are now as a nation, there's certainly been a tremendous spiritual climate change. It reminds me of the book of Revelation. And the Lord Jesus Christ is writing to several churches. In the opening chapters, Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, he commends so many of those churches for a lot of good things. He corrects other churches for errors. But the seventh and final church that he writes to was the church at Laodicea. And the Lord says in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert hot or cold. But since thou art neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. He accused them of being spiritually lukewarm. And there's no doubt whenever those churches were established and planted that they were fervent, that they were fresh, that they were faithful, that they were zealous and enthusiastic, that they were praying, that they were witnessing, that they were trusting the Lord and going forward. Another church, he rebukes them because they have left their first love. Another, he says, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. And then this church at Laodicea, not hot, not cold, but lukewarm. And so many of those churches were going through spiritual climate change. And the tragedy is that as we visit that part of Asia Minor today, not far from modern-day Turkey, those churches have all been eradicated. They're no longer in existence. And that can happen so easily. Maybe on a personal level, you've gone through a time of spiritual climate change. You're cold, you've grown cold towards the things of God. You're not on fire for God anymore. You haven't been in a prayer meeting for years. You haven't really opened your Bible for months. You haven't sought the Lord in earnest for a long, long time. You don't enjoy the presence of God. You've allowed besetting sins and coldness and apathy, worldliness to creep in. I believe there are thousands of Christians, professing Christians, I maybe should say, in this land of ours that are just like that. And their spiritual climate has changed. Neither hot nor cold, but somewhere in between, lukewarm. The Word of God exhorts you, if that's you, to repent and to get right with God and to come back and to seek the Lord while he may be found and to ask the Lord to cleanse you, forgive you, touch your life afresh and make you the Christian that he wants you to be. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today.